This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Remind me, next time I ask my almost 12-year-old daughter to do a Facebook Live video, to focus the camera on me. I'm talking here. Kiddo, over here. Yeah. Did you see that, Super Don?
I did, and I was laughing the whole time. Because,
good. I'm glad you were laughing.
She didn't want to look at what you wanted to look at.
Not interested. No. Over here.
She wasn't interested, and she had this thing going on with the Zoom. Did you?
Yes. I noticed
where
that.
It was
She's
like
very creative.
You're talking, and all of a sudden, I was peering into your left nostril.
Yeah, what would Captain Morgan say about that? A millennial assistant producer, she'd probably go, yeah, that's more creative. I like that. Instead of you just standing in front of a camera talking, right? Totally did
right,
not anticipate
right.
that. I'm like, just do this camera thing. Okay. So a little artsy Facebook Living before we went to air. I just had a garden tour to show everybody my monster tomatoes and some more sweet peppers, eating some more stevia leaves and the jalapenos, man. Have you seen some beautiful red jalapenos like that, man? They're just coming in.
Yeah, you do have a colorful garden, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, I'm liking it. I just got to talk to my daughter about this video thing. Like, I don't know if it was an experimental Emo Phillips video or something.
It's fun. It reminded me of having teenage kids.
Yeah.
Those were fun years.
Preteens. I mean, my teenage son knows how to run a camera. It's just like, hold it steady. There it is. Boom. It's done. He's been trained. My daughter's I'm going to be the creative one here. Coming from
so, Bansom. Robert, I know we weren't prepared for this, but there is some sort of breaking news going on right now.
Is there?
Did you see the Trump fire James Comey?
It's about time. I don't know what took him so long. You think the guy from the reality TV show that loves to say you're fired.
You're fired, right?
He took a long time with Comey, as much as he's deceived on so many levels. But, why stop there? Why not just fire everybody? Just get them, send them home, make them do something that's actually productive for a change instead of leeching off the people of America.
I'm sure there's a Washington, D.C. temp agency around somewhere that we could probably just get some people in there.
We'll get into the reason why the government shutdown is a better thing for the people who love liberty, certainly. For those who love government and live off the government, might be crying a little bit about this. But we're going to get into it because if you love GMO food, you love government. I'm just going to say that. You love GMO food, you love government. You like clean food, you're not a big fan. We'll get into that with a continuing resolution to keep the government open. Next couple hours here on GCN, our home and broadcast syndication on radio stations around the country. Go to robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan. The notes are up. Links are up as well. You can find out where we are going. I sort of intimated where we'd be going tonight in my Facebook Live video that my daughter sort of half-shot me on, and the rest of the time, I don't know what she was looking at. I'm glad. Let me just say this. I'm glad I shaved with the close up that she hit of the nostril.
Yeah, great dental work you got going on there.
My goodness,
very impressed. Yeah. Your lips are a little bit chapped though. You
really
might want
chapped?
To do some.
I better,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take some more hydrogen water.
So listen, we do have some serious news that we do need to cover though.
We do.
Because listen, we are always talking about on the show about things that are a threat to the children, right?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know, whether we're talking about vaccinations, or we're talking about medical kidnapping, or we're talking about pharmaceutical interventions and things of that nature. But CNN has done a good service here to warn everybody about the latest threat to the children of this nation.
Yeah, you'll never believe what it is, though. And if they had said vaccines, I'd been with them, but they didn't. So I got a bone to pick with CNN and anybody else that says this, but who are they saying is the latest, greatest, next big threat to children?
That would be grandparents.
You know, I just, that wouldn't have been the first thought that would come to mind if I'm thinking about the next real threat to children, grandparents. No. I mean, listen, granted, grandparents like this to spoil the grandkids. They might give them a few too many candies, right? That can happen. But grandparents? Really?
Grandparents.
I mean,
yeah, listen, I'm a young grandparent, so I don't...
You know, I kid you, Super Don, about being grandpa, because you really are, but you're not like any grandpa I ever met, right? not at all.
But, I don't know if that's good or bad, but...
You know. No, it's a good thing, but, because, of course, we think in terms of our grandparents' age, and, our grandparents are probably long since gone, but my kids' grandparents, at least they got two grandmas still alive. And, you know, I don't think of them as a particular threat to my kids. But apparently CNN says maybe their old school style of parenting could be putting our kids at risk.
At risk.
Now, Super D, do you see, I mean, let's be honest about, you look in the mirror and say, hey, you know, you got grandparents. Are you putting your grandkids at risk in any way? You perceive...
No, I mean, I don't. I don't think so. In fact, I know I'm going to sound like an old grandparent when I say this, but I mean, I see a lot of things going on with this younger generation that I think puts kids at more of a risk than say my generation did.
Well, it's kind of like kids having kids, right? A little bit.
Yeah, it seems that way. And like I said, I think there might be a little bit of a perception thing going on there, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think that we've got, this nanny, wussy thing going on with the younger generation where it's like you can't even give the kids the kids don't even have a chance to possibly get what I would consider a real injury because they're so coddled and babied.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do this.
The hyper-protectionism.
Yes.
I almost thought you were going to say you can't even give a kid a chair because he might fall out of it. That's where I thought you were going with that.
That's not kind of funny, actually. But
it is. But, I mean, this is according to the 2017 Pediatrics Academy or Academic Societies meeting this past Thursday. They're saying a lot more grandparents are taking an active role as the kids are having kids, or maybe they're not living outside the home because of economic reasons or whatever is happening there. And they're concerned about the things that, you know, parents were doing for us, perhaps, and they might do the same thing for the next generation, their grandkids. But what are these things that they perceive to be so crazy and dangerous? You know, one of them is when we were kids, Super Don, we barely wore seat belts. And we had lap belts, but we barely wore them at the time. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah, you have to remember my dad
is
a 20-year retired California Highway Patrol officer. So we didn't even leave the driveway unless we had a seatbelt on. I mean,
your dad knew, but not everybody did. I mean, we were at the era where we had station wagons, and you just like run around like monkeys bouncing around the station wagon.
Right.
It was fun, right? We did. But of course, grandparents are not doing that because they know they're going to be in trouble. You got to belt them in. That's pretty much standard operating procedure now if you're operating a motor vehicle. But of course, you know, they want to go to other things like, well, what do they know, right? There's a questionnaire here.
Well, they've got a little pop quiz at the top that you can do, and it gives you, you know, true or false, blah, blah, blah. And they go through some things which, you know, I know that the opinions about the sleeping position of babies, that is something that has evolved over time. At one time, on your stomach or on your side was very common. Over time, they have concluded that putting your baby on their back
is better, right?
Is better.
Not whatever, because they neglect the real issue with SID, sudden infant death syndrome, vaccines. No mention of that.
Well,
whether
true.
They're on their side or their belly or their back, the vaccines are the issue here in stimulating this so-called sudden infant death syndrome. But no acknowledgement there. No acknowledgement.
That's true.
Okay. Cuts and scrapes.
Now, they're worried about it.
Have
you ever heard of using butter as a first aid remedy for a minor burn?
You know, a vague reference. I've never used it for a minor burn of any kind, but...
I don't see how it would hurt necessarily. I wouldn't use that as a first aid. I would automatically just go for the gel, the silver gel.
Silver gel, of course.
That's a no-brainer right there. But apparently that was something that was done once before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that's going to really hurt much, but according to these guys, it'll make their arms and legs fall off and they'll die.
Thing about cuts and scrapes, they're asking the question, should you put a bandage on it or not? And of course, it's a sort of a vague question because it depends on the severity of the cut or scrape or wound.
Well, of course, and that's just common sense. I mean, if you get a cut and it's bleeding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you put something on it again. The silver gel is a great thing, unless it needs stitches or something. But,
sure.
You know, and yes, you put a bandage on it. Now, will there at some point be an appropriate time to take the bandage off for it to get air, you know, and
well, you do want the blood to coagulate and dry out. So,
sure.
Again, these are sort of generalities that I don't know if I like where this is going. They asked another question about, are ice baths a good way to bring down a high fever, a very high fever? But they don't define a very high fever.
Right.
Because if you're dealing with a 105, 106, and you could talk brain damage, okay, yeah, an ice bath. But they're only worried about hypothermia.
Sure.
But they don't mention a 103.5 is a perfectly normal fever that is not going to cause brain damage, and you don't need to put them in an ice bath. But
no,
they'll probably say, give them a Tylenol. And, of course, I want you to know about homeopathic belladonna instead.
Right. Now, here's one here. A minor burn. Have you ever heard of putting ice on a burn?
Of course. Sure. I mean,
I have to. Now, in this case, they warn you. They warn you that, no, you should never do that, because if you put ice on a burn, you can cause frostbite.
Really?
Frostbite?
How big is the ice cube? Let me just ask you this. Are you putting on, maybe grandparents are going back to the day when they had the ice trucks and these ice cubes were so big, if they fell on you, you could die. You are not going to get frostbite from an ice cube. It's going to melt before you get frostbite. But my goodness, put silver on the burn as well. You won't need the ice. Folks, I mean, come on, give grandparents a little more credit than this. Of course, the question about the grandparents waking up, which I've talked to this week, that recognized 4 vaccines when they were a kid, maybe 2 or 3, is a lot different than 69 injections by the time they're in grade school. How about a difference there? Grandparents should know that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Do you have lawn and grass issues at your home or commercial property? And no matter how much work you do and money you spend, it just won't grow grass. Or maybe the cost of watering that office property you own is exploding like the national debt. I'm Iron Man Mike, and 3 years ago, I called four synthetic turf companies for estimates on synthetic turf. Chris McCouts, owner-operator of Smart Lawn Minnesota, was the only one to show up for his appointment. Chris stood there in the chilly rain, looking me in the eye, and professionally addressed every question. Then he recommended a specific Synlawn turf with a 15-year warranty for my yard. Synlawn manufactures the finest technologically advanced synthetic turf for commercial, residential, putting greens, and pet care applications. I chose Smart Lawn Minnesota and cannot recommend them and the Synlawn turf highly enough. Visit SmartLawnMN.com today and get your free estimate. SmartLawnMN.com. No work, save money, baffle neighbors. SmartLawnMN.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think I'm still a bit dizzy from my camera experience doing the Facebook Live with my daughter. She not only was like going all over the place and looking at different things, she would occasionally she'd flip the camera around without me knowing it because she'd have to turn it. She knows how to just press a button. And yeah. Suddenly she's talking to the camera, ignoring whatever I'm supposed to
say. Well, it was the part of the video where you were going to eat the stevia. And oh. she was all excited about the stevia, and so she gave us the view of her eating the stevia.
Here's how you eat the stevia. It's like, kid, I know how to eat stevia. Over here. Anyway, that's funny. So y'all check it out, Facebook Live. We had a good time with that. Before the show, robertscottbell.com for all the links. We got Sally Alcordi coming up in a moment. We're going to talk about an event Monday, I believe May the 15th at New York City City Hall that you'll want to attend for those of our listeners in the Tri-Cities area, I don't know, Jersey, New York, Connecticut, all there. If you can come on in and support Sally and the gang, we'll talk about that in just a moment. But first and foremost, as we like to do here, We got to do our hat tip to that plant. Some call it industrial hemp. Some call it cannabis. We don't call it marijuana, but whatever.
Pass the chip on the left hand side. Pass the chip on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
I always imagine, you know, all these studies they're finally conducting on cannabis. I mean, do the mice get to volunteer for this? It's like, dude, I don't want the one where they cut me open. Give me the one where I get some weed. Right? Sign me up for that one if you're going to experiment on
it. Yeah, they're probably fighting with each other trying to get on the cannabis studies, right?
Get me on that one because at least, yeah, exactly. Well, there's a new study coming out about low-dose cannabinoid. And this one's specific to THC, delta-9-tetrahydroxycannabinol. And it's apparently restoring memory and learning in old mice. Now, of old mice and men, the question is, will it have the same impact on old men? Or would they want to have their memories back? I don't know. I guess that's a question for them to answer. But they're indicating that maybe this would be a good treatment for the elderly who are dealing with dementia issues. And I wholeheartedly support the utilization of this plant. Although I think the variations between THC and CBD and the many other substances within the cannabis plant, I think will work in symphony for perhaps a better effect than just one thing or all of one thing, in fact. But interestingly enough, is this the same study, Superdon, that also said in young people it causes them to forget? Seems to have the opposite impact?
It seems to have, according to the study anyway, that it does seem to have the opposite effect, on the young mice.
On the young mice, right.
The young mice, yeah.
The young whippersnapper mice that got into the study well below the age of consent. Not that a mouse could consent, but that's a different perspective on these studies. So they're talking about low-dose THC may be a potential treatment for the elderly. Like, potential, are you kidding me? A lot of the grandparents out there, they're doing weed at this point because it's reducing anxiety, it's reducing pain, and of course it seems to be reducing some of the severity of neurological episodes, including in dementia. So we're seeing it out there in the real world already, but why would it have seemingly the opposite impact? And I don't think it's truly the opposite impact, Superdon, because it isn't damaging the brain per se. But as we've talked about here, and I think Dr. Meshulam out of Israel is one of the top flight researchers in CBD investigations as well, one of the things I remember him saying was that it seems to help you to forget things, interestingly enough, to help you forget. And that is a positive thing when it comes to certain chronic anxiety scenarios where you just can't let certain things go. So I've also acknowledged probably one of the most important roles that cannabis could play in reducing the likelihood of being propagandized into some alternate reality. In other words, if the government wants to convince you of something, to be a good little citizen, to not ask questions, to live in an Orwellian heaven or hell, depending on your perspective, cannabis seems to make it a little less easy or a little more difficult for those who want to manipulate, program, and control you to have you acquiesce to the power of suggestion. So perhaps this is why they really wanted to outlaw cannabis, because how else are we going to program a bunch of robots if they're smoking weed and they're not programmable in the same way? That could be a problem for those that want to own and control you and run your life. It's an interesting question, isn't it? And I don't think anybody's answered it satisfactorily in terms of its utilization, but the good news is that cannabinoids appear to be protective of brain and neurological health, even if it might increase forgetfulness in the younger years, but reverse that very same thing in our elder years. We'll report on that and a whole lot more, but folks, you can get the CBD right now. Go to PlusCBDOil.com, PlusCBDOil.com, RSV15, get you 15% off.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's time for our New York City-based vaccine-free correspondent, and she is an activist extraordinaire, good friend of the program. Sally El Cordy is with us now. With an update out of New York City, and big event coming up Monday, May the 15th. She's running for mayor of New York. If I was in there and I had a vote, she'd get mine. Sally, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey,
Thank you very much, Robert. I couldn't be more appreciative than your announcement right there. Yeah, on my birthday, May 15th, I do something important because I figure I can use my birthday to guilt people into attending, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, we're going back to the steps of City Hall. This may be our 15th return every month or every other month since 2013. We started standing against the mandated flu shot, which has subsequently been overturned. And but this time we are going back, and I feel like we've come full circle in regard to infant mortality resulting from vaccination. I have interviewed Dr. Vera Scheibner twice on this issue, and she has said that statistics from 2009 indicate 1 in 10 in the USA infants are dying. And she is saying that the vaccines are causing this. We give the most vaccines to infants. On the day of birth, I know that we are at the top of a heap of 68 nations, and that, too, is an old statistic. It is really difficult to get statistics. And one of the reasons this is because the coroner's reports do not have a box that the coroner himself can check stating that it is a vaccine-induced death. And I have called my congressperson, and I said, I've told you everything about vaccines, the ingredients, the adverse reactions, and even the intent. But I'm going to talk to you for 20 minutes so you understand that we need that box on the coroner's report so that it can report it when a child dies post-vaccination that the vaccine caused that death. And they are dying in record numbers, and I can say this because there are only so many brave people in the world. The people who are brave are the ones who contact me and say that they want to tell their story of their child passing post-vaccination. And, of course, I welcome them. And I have interviewed 20. But all of a sudden, I interviewed 10 at once. And I'm like, what's going on? Something's wrong here. And there is an accelerated rate of death. So when Vera Scheibner said 1 in 10, I thought 1 in 1,000 would be tragic. 1 in 10 is mind-boggling. And since then, we've added this, certainly we haven't, but the CDC is recommending the flu shot, for infants. And the first year you get the flu shot, you should get 2 that year. So you add to that the vaccines that they're now injecting the pregnant women with, which according to Dr. Carley in the old medical text said you never vaccinate a pregnant woman. I have talked to veterinarians, and they likewise have said it says you never vaccinate a pregnant animal. So all of a sudden, the CDC is recommending 4 doses and allowing up to 8 doses. And to get pregnant to begin with because of the sterilization component in the vaccines. In one of the vitamin Ks, the second component is polysorbate 80, which is a sterilization component. Mm. So that's just one vaccine, and it's the minute you're born here in New York State. So to get pregnant is remarkable considering these vaccines. And it's not just the vitamin K, by the way. And then to get through your pregnancy, according to Eileen Danneman, who is coming on May 15th at 1 p.m. to the steps of City Hall to speak as well, she runs the National Council of Organized Women, and their study concluded that people who were taking pregnant women who had the flu shot administered to them while pregnant were miscarrying 4,250% more than those who did not. That is a staggering statistic.
Sally, when you bring that out, Sally, you just have to ask the question, is it an accident or do they mean to do it? At a certain point, you see the outcome, you go, are they intending to eliminate the ability of many people to have children?
Right. Well, this is in my bill. It's the ingredients, the adverse reactions, and the intent. I've been sending this to Congress for years. You know, I finally sent them a bill, legislation that read that we wanted a national memorial to vaccine victims. And you just brought up earlier why their hand is in this. Their hand is in this because they eliminated liability for the drug manufacturers.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, when you have no liability, you have no interest in making a safer product. If it's even possible, I would argue that injecting these things is not a humane scenario in terms of prompting proper immune response. But far be it from me to, you know, argue that the Creator knew what he was doing when he put this planet together and all the people and the microbes, and there was a way we could all work together and get along without trying to, well, inadvertently kill children along the way in the guise of protecting them. So you've taken on probably the toughest of the tough issues, because the third rail of medical politics has been for a long time the vaccine issue. We call it here the sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, and it shall be questioned every day we're on the air.
OBGYN Nancy Banks has said that a child cannot benefit from other than mother's milk through 3 years of life. In the first year, we're giving 33 doses of these poisons, because the CDC states clearly the common components to be aluminum, formaldehyde, mercury, and MSG. And we know that there are others that are also that bad. So it is the children are dying. It's not that the parents are braver. It's just that more children are dying. The more you increase the schedule, the more the children will die. Now, there are children who have died from one shot, just one shot. So if you're talking about 33, I want to meet the child who has gotten the full complement of CDC scheduled vaccines and lived. I want to meet them.
Well, and those that have, Sally, as we see in the recent report published, and of course the pressure on to retract that thing is immense, because to get that word out that children who are fully vaccinated or even partially vaccinated are much less healthy than the unvaccinated counterparts out there, like my kids. And, this reality is going to be a harsh wake-up for those who weren't listening to their gut, as we've heard many times over the years now. And you probably have, too, especially with the gang from the Vax Bus and Polly Tommy with all her interviews with people. And how many times do you hear this? The mother, after vaccination, their child is harmed, injured into the autism spectrum, and they say, if only I had listened to my gut. If only I had listened to my intuition that was telling me this is not right. Something's not right here. And I don't want folks to have to say that anymore. Stop believing what the doctors say just because they have an MD by their name.
And they are given incentives by the insurance companies to comply with the CDC schedule. That is a very important issue. Jeremy Hammond, who I will be interviewing shortly, just said, wrote an article, and the World Mercury Project just republished it, about how the American Academy of Pediatrics doesn't feel it necessary to prove it. You know, the science doesn't need to be proved. The AAP back in 1959 killed a bill to ban vaccines.
Incredible, though.
Of the AAP, and this is after Eleanor McBean's The Poison Needle was a very big bestseller, and everybody was alert at the time to the real dangers. I mean, that was a very comprehensive book she wrote. And, so we could have banned them back in 1959. Imagine, my sister would have still been hurt, but imagine how many decades worth of children would have been spared.
Yeah, exactly. Sally, you're standing up doing the right thing, and a number of people are going to be with you this coming Monday, the 15th of May, your birthday. May it be a happy birthday, and all of our friends and listeners from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area come into the city on the steps of City Hall to be with you. And what exactly is going to happen that day? Who do you expect to attend, and what kind of things will be discussed?
Okay, at 1 p.m., we are gathering on the steps of City Hall. I have banners for each of a dozen of children who have died post-vaccination as infants. Two of them died later. This is another thing that the study that was recently retracted was addressing, which is the long-term Catherine Frumkovich just wrote about that. She published it, that the long-term effects of vaccines are not studied. So, for example, when my severely mentally retarded sister was brought to a facility, my mother was told, don't expect her to live past 40, okay? I just saw an autism mother write that her child was, she was informed her child would live an average to 35. So even though we're not talking about, we are not just talking about infants. We are talking about abbreviated lifespan, the studies for which have not been done. The long-term effects. Well, you know, my sister only lived to 23. She didn't get to 40. So I want to be very clear in saying that not only are we losing these infants, but we are losing the children to autism itself. You get back a child you don't recognize and doesn't recognize you. And, or the child themselves dies far earlier. You outlive your child. Your mother outlives your child.
Sally, we don't have much time left before I end this segment with you, and I've got to ask you, who do you think might be coming to show up people might want to see in addition to you?
Jenny McCarthy has said she would come. She went out of her way to state the date, May 15th, 1 p.m., on the steps of City Hall in New York City. I will be there.
All right, folks, I want y'all to be there. I'd like to be there if I was up in the neighborhood. You know I'd be there with you, Sally. I appreciate you so much. You standing up for those kids and grandkids up there, much less the grandparents and parents who are standing up for those kids to say, no, not my daughter, not my son. You take that needle somewhere else. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to Sally L. Cordy. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link you through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super Don, did you blast the link out for that silly Facebook Live video? I'm trying to be all serious, and my daughter's just shooting the breeze here. Oh, yeah, look at the flowers over there.
I mean, it's actually on Facebook. If you go to the Facebook, the Robert Scott Bell Show,
yeah,
you will see that. I'll shoot it out on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, you can do that on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
That's right. So, Super D, did you ever get a real massage, professional massage? Not like from your wife, but I mean,
you
know, like you go out to a professional.
I've never gone and gotten a massage from like a massage parlor or a massage therapist.
Well, you got to be careful how you say it, because when you say parlor, it kind of indicates something versus
no
therapist,
happy
right?
Endings or anything.
No. We're just talking seriously, legitimate massage.
I got in a car accident once, and I had the privilege, and I was very lucky to be able to go to a really awesome chiropractor who had like all the state of the art equipment, and they had the massage therapy and the electro stimulation thing and the stuff and everything like that. So that I remember, and that was pretty awesome. But that's like 20 years ago. So, no,
wow,
I haven't.
Right.
I haven't. I ought to treat myself one of these days.
Yeah, no, you deserve it, my friend. But, the thing is, I wish it wasn't such a luxury item, because it is a very helpful thing. It can move the lymph, the blood, all of that. And, of course, if the muscles are sore, athletes, of course, utilize it very well. But the idea is, you know, you mentioned high-tech methods. Everybody's looking for the next method. Is it the Thai massage method? Is it, myofacial? Is it Rolfing technique? I mean, there's all kinds of things that can work with the muscles and the connective tissue. But apparently, one spa is offering the most unusual massage service I've ever heard. And, I'm sure we've heard of some strange ones, but this one really... Yeah, it takes the cake. I mean, Super Don, read this. How do you read? I mean, I almost don't believe this is true. This is a real thing you found.
Here's the headline, and it asks the question.
Yeah.
Would you get a massage from a snake?
No freaking way.
Well, somebody knew exactly. No. The thing is, what kind of snake is it? Is it a rattlesnake? Is it a ball python or a Burmese python? I guess it's question.
It's a ball python, and it's a 4-foot long ball python named Monty.
Monty. Okay.
Monty, the massage therapy enhanced python. That's interesting. So they claim its rhythmic muscle contractions provide the same benefits as a vigorous massage by hand. So I don't know. I mean, where's the people for the ethical treatment of animals? Did Monty, was he asked about this? Do they at least give Monty some cannabis first? I mean,
I don't know why I'm having trouble getting past the fact that the snake's name is Monty.
Monty, right?
Monty?
I know a bird named Monty. But
does it
really
have like a monocle and a smoking jacket or something?
You wonder. I mean, and how
Monty
does it?
How, the snake.
How do they prepare you? Does the snake say, "Are you ready? Are you? Are, I mean, what? How does this happen? There's got to be a snake handler here." But mm-hmm. I'm thinking about this too. This would be an awkward conversation to have. Would you like to get a massage from my snake? I'm thinking, no, that's not going to go over well.
That could get you some trouble,
serious
right?
Trouble, yeah. Serious trouble. But they're serious. A veterinarian, Dr. Arvid Edward, was asked if it was safe because these pythons do squeeze their prey to death before they eat them. But he says it's a 4-foot-ball python. It's not going to see a human as food. And he claimed it's like a teacup poodle trying to eat you. I don't know how often that happens, but... certainly, ball pythons apparently are not going to do much damage, but I still, a 4-foot python around your neck could constrict breathing, so don't do it without the snake handler. That's all I'm saying.
Monty. Monty.
Yeah.
This
Monty.
Snake. Yeah. So I'm just curious now, if you get like, let's say like a 5-minute mini massage, mm-hmm. if you got like the full package.
Yeah.
Would they call it the full Monty?
Full Monty, of course.
You get the full Monty from the snake.
Yeah. I don't know how long the snake would tolerate that. And, of course, if it's molting and growing, I mean, does that cost extra, right? Because, I mean, they really do a number when they're starting to lose or shed their layer of skin.
Dude, but, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm going to assume that mm-hmm. you can get a good massage from somebody with hands.
Yes.
You know, rather than using a snake. But whatever, you know, whatever. I've seen people doing yoga with goats, too.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, of course, if you did it with an orca from SeaWorld, there would be protesting. I'm just waiting to see if there's going to be protesting against
Dude, if you got a massage from an orca whale, I don't know if you would survive.
I don't think you have enough arnica in the world to help you live through that one, my friend. All right, folks, happy massaging on the news break. We're going to be back with a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Tell your friends, GCN is the place... in syndicated radio, later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Maybe they do British snakes. What, do they have any snakes in Great Britain? I don't know. Imported, maybe. Monty's cousin. I don't know. Monty's cousin. Who would that be? Charles? Anyway, hey, government grabbing $3 million to do what? We're going to tell you after the break. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.